As counting wraps up in the Solomon Islands, the Electoral Commission is looking at trialling out-of-constituency voting. With only a handful of seats in the 50-member parliament yet to be officially declared, there is no outright winner. But lobbying to form the country's next government is underway. As of yesterday, the two largest blocs in the winner's circle, Independents and the incumbent Prime Minister Manase Sogavare's Our Party, retired with 12 MPs each. Koroi Hawkins spoke with Chief Electoral Officer Jasper Anisi and asked him how he thought the country's first joint national election went.
So I think we are 90% away from closing all the results. All the results have come in except for Guadalcanal, only two constituency and provincial wards within those two constituencies are still yet to be counted. But hopefully by end of this evening, all results should come out.
And any more challenges, anything? What have been some of the biggest challenges so far, logistics or human error, some of the things that we've been hearing? Just go through some of those, please.
Yeah, there's a few challenges that we've met. There's some mistakes, some errors by our officials, but there are laws and policies that we can use to remedy those kind of things, but there's nothing that can deter an election or something like that.
And the process from here on, once those last polling stations, the counting's through, what happens after that?
So we do verification in terms of checking the numbers, checking the voter turnouts and all these things. And once that is done, then we gazette. We send a notice back to the Attorney General for vetting and gazetting, and then we gazette it. Once it's gazetted, then we send it back to the Governor General and to the Clerk of Parliament, and then the next part starts the formation of government. And that, from that end, our job as election management body, we stop once the gazettes are out.
And the 30-day petition period starts once the gazette is out as well?
That is correct.
For candidates who have lost and are preparing things, do they have ongoing engagement with the commission in terms of preparing those petitions, or how does that work for us, a losing candidate preparing a petition? Is it a separate legal process?
I think all the candidates will have to bring the evidence, because it's either you challenge the process or you challenge the other candidate for bribery. So most petition will be against our process, and we have our, if we know those claims coming in, then we will prepare our evidence to support or our defense in that sense.
We've had so many observer missions here in the country. Have you got any feedback from them so far from different observer missions?
Yes, we have two feedback, one from G7 Plus and Pacific Island Forum. From both reports, verbally discussed with us, the commission, I think they're very impressed about what's being done in these elections, and I think everything is on track. There are a few recommendations that we can build on from there, one such as out-of-constituency voting. But we shelved that for a while, because knowing joint election is a huge task in itself. But now that we've done joint elections, now we will be looking forward in trying to implement out-of-constituency voting to help our, especially our seasonal workers who've been out of the country working, so that we can provide them that avenue, and also students who are studying during election period, so that they can cast their vote. So that's the next step the commission will be looking after everything. And one more policy that we want to do is to have the continuous registration of electors as we go along.